This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest, and I'll tell you why I invited him back on the show. As you know, they were on the show January 5th. At that time, they just got approval on their flagship product, DermaPace product. We're going to talk about that today. We're talking about the company no other than Sanuway Health. They trade on the OTCQB, and I want my listeners to take a look at their company because I think it's grossly undervalued where it's at today in the low 20s to where it's going to go at between, I would say, October and November of 2018. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol SNWV. And with us today is the CEO of the company, Kevin Richardson. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Hi, Everett. Thanks for having me back.
You know, we've gotten a lot of new listeners over the last couple of months. And if you would, just give me a little bit about statement of what your company is all about and how you guys make your money.
Sure. So Sanuway is a medical device company focused on treating wounds, specifically diabetic foot ulcers. Our first product will be DermaPace, which was cleared by the FDA in December 28th, 2017. So our company will use those devices to help treat and heal diabetic foot ulcers in the U.S. and overseas. So that's our first product that we're bringing to market.
How big is that market space?
You know, we recently updated our investor presentation on our website, sanuwave.com, and we have some good data in there. You know, domestically, it's about a $4 to $5 billion market, the advanced wound care market in the U.S. And that's not including, you know, Band-Aids and stuff like that. That's really the advanced wounds. Globally, it's a $20 billion market. So it's a relatively large market, both domestically and internationally. And we've got growth plans in both domestically and internationally to address those. The benefit we have with our product is it can work with other products to help accelerate healing even faster. So we're really excited to bring it to market here in 2018.
Well, let's talk about that product and how you guys are going to bring it to market. You know, a lot of guys that come on my show, they talk about the X's and O's, but when it's really coming down to draw a roadmap and execute, they lack on that, but not your team. And that's why I'm really impressed about it. You guys went out and got $1 million equipment lease with NFS leasing, getting that in place. What does that mean to your team? And when you launch off your debut there in Charlotte in April?
Great. Thank you. We've done this before, and what we're doing is we're not trying to reinvent the wheel. We're following playbooks that have been successful with companies like Kinetic Concepts, Mimetics, Intuitive Surgical, Abiomed, other large companies that have brought out medical devices and been extremely successful following the game plan. And the game plan works around first starting with proven clinical research that the FDA can approve. So we've done that. We've checked that box. 336 patient double-blinded study. FDA cleared us December 28th. The next step is getting the financing in place so that we can provide those machines to clinicians and wound clinics in a fast, accelerated rollout fashion. And that was accomplished this past week with our lease line with the NFS folks. And again, it's all, again, we're following the playbook that others have done successfully before us. The next piece of the equation is then providing supportive clinical and case study work, which is kicking off now. You'll see us published in a lot of different publications over the next year, abstracts, posters, and all the supportive literature that you need to get the clinicians to buy in and understand how to use the product and why it's effective. The next key two things that you'll see us focus on are bringing in more senior management to execute on the strategy. That means bringing in a senior sales, reimbursement, chief medical officer, president of the wound division. So those will all happen over the next few months. And then we'll be really focused on reimbursement and making sure that we have that laid out properly so that we can capture as much of the market as possible. And again, it's all supported based on the clinical data and research and publishing and papers that go into that to support all of that that's necessary for reimbursement.
You know, here's what I'm really impressed by, Sanuway's health team and everything. You said you was going to go get an FDA approval. You did. You built a great product. Next thing you need is some kind of financing to make that product. And the next thing you need is a partner who's actually going to buy that product. And so you guys just recently signed a VA agreement. How big is that and why them?
Right. So you're right, Everett. I mean, we kind of lay out exactly what we needed to do, and then we go do it. And on my show, when we were on the show back in January, I said we'd find some partners. And we announced that this week with Premier Shockwave. So Premier has all the necessary permission slips, so to speak, to service the Veterans Administration market and Indian Health. And so those are large markets that if we tried to do internally, it would probably take us 2 to 3 years. We'd probably have to spend about $3 million to ramp up a team and get all the approvals necessarily to serve that market. By partnering with Premier, it accelerates it to immediately. We'll ship our first product next week to them. They'll treat their first patient probably end of next week. And so it accelerates everything for us. They're going to pay for the devices, so we'll make a profit on the device sale, and then we'll get a per procedure fee. And we haven't disclosed how big that is, but it's pretty substantial. And so it gives us great visibility into revenue this year from those markets, the VA market and Indian Health. When you look at where and how big that market could be, there's roughly 4 million patients in that population that have diabetes. I would guess about 10% will get a diabetic foot ulcer. So probably about, somewhere in the 400,000 category of diabetic foot ulcer potential for us. They're serviced through roughly 2,200 different locations. The big VA hospitals everyone knows, but there's also outpatient. Indian Health has health centers, and they have these regional clinics. And then Alaska has these regional offices and hospitals as well. So, having a partner like that, they'll handle that channel for us. They'll make a profit for themselves, which is great, but we'll also get a nice recurring revenue. And, the initial order is for 100 devices. So it gives us great visibility into revenue this year and next year. And as the procedure count grows up, our revenue will increase as well.
You've been listening to Kevin Richardson, the CEO of Sanuwave Health. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol SNWV. Take a look at them. They're very undervalued. That's my opinion. That's one man's opinion, but my opinion seems to be correct lately. Let me ask you this while I got you on the show. Anything else going on the international front? Where do we stand on that?
Yeah. So, we had a big announcement last year with Brazil. And Brazil was an agreement where it gave us a big upfront payment. And then where it's a joint venture that's worth north of $25 million, which is about our market cap right now. So, Brazil alone was and is still worth as much as our market cap. We've got 7 different countries in the pipeline. I'd say that 3 are smaller, about half the size of Brazil. 2 are about the same size, and 2 are bigger. So we're hopefully going to land, I'd expect maybe 1 or 2 in the first half of this year and 1 or 2 in the second half. I don't know if we'll get all 7, but the joint venture model as we approach international markets, it brings in cash, which is extremely important in a growing company so that we don't have to dilute shareholders. And then also it allows us to split in the profits 50-50 going forward. So it incents them to really get the product moving and get acceptance in those local markets. And they're all different. Every international market's a little different than the next one. And so finding those local experts has been really important for us.
You know, I don't want to overshadow your flagship product, Dermapace, but recently there was news out that you got a new patent on this Shockwaves. Can you extrapolate and tell us a little bit about what that means and what it's going to do for your company?
Yeah, so So we have 69 patents and patents pending at the company. It's something that we're very research intensive about and building a large patent portfolio to defend and grow from. The patent that you're referring to, it was probably around the hull cleaning, which is to help ships and vessels clean off biofilm and algae. And it's something that we're the only company that can use Shockwave to do that. We've done it with the U.S. Navy. We've practiced on their metal and their paint, and it's worked. That's in partnership with Montana State University and their biofilm center. And so we know it works. And then, you know, what you'll see us do by the end of this year is really try to find some partners on the non-medical businesses. You know, we're doing a study with National Park Service on helping to clean monuments, again, in conjunction with Montana State. So there's a lot of activity we have in the non-medical side of the equation. You know, the medical field's where the team is really focused right now, and we'll look for big partners who can help us ramp on the non-medical side. If we can get one big announcement done by the end of the year, I'll consider that an accomplishment. But it's they're big opportunities. The, you know, cruise lines, shipping companies, they all need to clean their hulls, and it'll help with their fuel efficiency, and you know, lots of good things that we're working on the non-medical side as well.
I want my listeners to pay attention to this company, ticker symbol SNWV, Sanuway Health. I think it's a winner. I think they're just going to turn the corner here in the next couple of months, and then from there, you won't even be able to touch this stock at the price it is. In closing, Kevin, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to get out there to the listeners?
No, I mean, they should, you know, we have a pretty extensive blog that explains the technology, and it's in layman's terms so people can understand exactly what our technology is, how it's worked, how it's applied. We've recently updated our investor presentation on the investor, the IR section of our website. And so if they have any questions, they should always just feel free to reach out, and we'll try our best to answer whatever they have.
I appreciate you coming on the show. Hopefully you'll come back on in the next 30 or 40 days and give us another update of what's going on.
That's great. Thank you, Everett. I appreciate it. Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.